In the name of the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. As we heard, this year we call it the year of Saint John Chrysostom because we celebrate his feast. This is the 16th century commemoration of Saint John Chrysostom. I think 26th November, and the Western 14th September. The Western churches. I hope I give an idea about the service according to Saint John Chrysostom, as you are servant of Sunday school. If we ask Saint John Chrysostom, what is your advice to us as we are servants of Sunday school? I think, according to his writings, there is a main line or main lines in his service. One of these lines is joy. He said that we have always to remember the mercies, gifts, and the grace of God. And even when we speak about repentance, we have to focus the eyes of our kids or young people or those whom we serve on the Lord Jesus Christ and his gifts, not on sins, to create the atmosphere of joy. After the fall of Adam and Eve, the atmosphere of the world became the atmosphere of sorrow or atmosphere of grief. And the Lord Jesus Christ came from heaven to the world to create or to renew our life and to create the atmosphere of joy. Saint John Chrysostom, in fact, was a man of suffering. He suffered from his childhood until the last breath of his life. He suffered from sickness, suffered from the emperor, the empress, some bishops, monks. He suffered sometimes from the rich men of the people and so on. And when we ask him what your idea concerning suffering, he would say, suffering is the school of philosophy, or suffering is the school of piety. We can't enjoy the Christian philosophy. According to him, suffering is the good atmosphere for our growth and for our glory. He suffered too much on the last days or the last period of his life on his way to the exile. Unfortunately, one of the bishops asked monks even to burn the house in which Saint John Chrysostom will be in it. And the soldiers dealt with him in a very bad way. And when he wrote a letter, he wrote, I think, about 238 letters. In his letters, when he spoke about suffering, he said, "It was a good gift to me that on the last day I received suffering, or I suffered too much so that I may be glorified." Then, in repentance, we have to be joyful. We have to be sorry for our sins, but we have also to be joyful for the Savior of our sins. And repentance has two sides. First side, that I am in grief for I am a sinner. The other, I am very joyful because the Lord stretched his hands and he is waiting for my coming, and he wants to save me, redeem me, even to glorify me. We hope in our service our language be the language of joy. People suffer too much in the world, and they do not find the true peace and joy in the world. When they want to be in the church or to practice the church life, they want to see a new life, life of joy. How can we say with Saint John Chrysostom, the church is an icon of heaven, while when we enter the church, we are not rejoicing? Therefore, in every lesson, in every speech, in every visit to those who we serve, we have to create the atmosphere of joy, not the worldly joy, but the heavenly joy. Joy in the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the first line. Second line in our service, we have to know that God created man to be a leader. He never created any person to be a slave. This is what Saint Gregory of Nyssa said, that God created all mankind to be masters and not to be slaves. We create the system of slavery until now, even inside the family. The father or the mother, the parents, want to the children according to their own will and ignoring their personalities or their gifts or their energies. We have to know that God created every human being, even the little babies, to be leaders and not to be slaves to us. When I speak with a person, I have not to give him order, do that and do not do that. I speak with him as a person to a person, not as a person to his slave. Or I am above and he is down. If the Lord Jesus Christ left his throne and came to us while we are here on earth, then how can we deal with others while we are above and they are down? Don't look to yourself as you are a teacher of Sunday school or a leader and they have to obey or to take orders from you. No. Saint John Chrysostom used to say, if you are suffering of sins, we as bishops also suffer the same from the same sins. And God permits that so that we feel or we share your weakness. When I speak with a person and said, oh, I am suffering of some troubles or suffering from bad thoughts, I don't say, oh, how do you do that? The results will be so and so and so. No, I say to him, don't worry. God can help you and help me. God redeems you and redeem me. God loves you and loves me. Then he feels I share him his life. That I can help him to grow up in the Lord Jesus Christ. When a little lady was suffering from widowhood, her husband died, he wrote a letter after a couple of weeks and said to her, I didn't try immediately after the death of your husband because I share you your feelings. I know it is too hard for you and it is very sorrowful that your husband died and so on. And after that, he started to speak with her. What about your husband? Now your husband is with the Lord Jesus Christ, and it is he left and Jesus Christ entered your home. If the emperor asked your husband to come with him just 5 or 7 years, and he will retain as a ruler for some cities or countries, you will be very happy. The King of Kings asked your husband to come with him, and your husband will become as a king. Then you must be happy. He said to her also that now you have a good chance to serve the Lord. You became free, you have a lot of time, you have many chances to serve. He wanted to create the atmosphere of joy and that she feels that it is a good chance to work as a leader. I can say through this letter, he wants to congratulate her that now she became a widow. And he said to her, now as a widow, you have special honor even in the church. When Paulus, Saint John Chrysostom, wants every single person in the church to have a special role in the church, not to clean the church or to do so and so concerning the building of the church or something, no. Always his eyes are focused on the church of God, which in the hearts of men. He wants everyone to work on behalf of the salvation of others. He had a very nice speech to those who didn't attend the meeting. He said to those who came to the church, you have to teach them that you were in heaven. When they see you, they will say, where you were? They said, oh, we went in the church. They see that you were in communion with the cherubim and seraphim. Then it is very important for us to all ages to help them to discover their role in this life. They are not created just to live a couple or many years and die. God created every person to have a role here in this world, to realize what the Lord Jesus Christ wants from them. Third thing, John Chrysostom, in fact, believes in the spiritual worship. He was truly a churchman. He was a churchman. He spoke too much about the Eucharist. He has very, very nice and very attractive discourses concerning baptism, repentance, and so on. He was a churchman, but he lives the spiritual church life. When he spoke with those who came to be baptized, he told them, now you are coming to enjoy heaven. When you will enter in the font of baptism, you will be more glorious than Adam in the Garden of Eden. You will be adopted, will have the adoption to God the Father. And he make a comparison between the Adam in the garden and the person who is baptized. The person who enjoyed baptism feels that he is very blessed by this baptism, and he will be truly in heaven itself. In all aspects of the church life, Saint John Chrysostom used to see heaven itself. Also, John Chrysostom encouraged every person to not only to repent, but to discover his new situation. Many times he said to his people that they became like the angels of God. Not only like them, but sometimes, perhaps it is a kind of exaggeration, he said that when you will go to heaven, you will have position more honorable than the heavenly hosts, because you have the body and you conquered sin and you became in victory, and it is the pleasure of the heavenly host that not only you become with them, but you have special place in the Lord Jesus Christ or in the bosom of the Father. Always he was speaking about heaven angels. He wants every human, every believer to feel that he is in heaven. He is not in need of anything. The Lord Jesus Christ is his satisfaction. He is his richness, his beauty, his life, his joy, and so on. I hope that we make a revision to all our system, if we can say system, in Sunday school or in our preaching and so on. Every time when I speak with a person, unless this person be full of hope and discover the mercy of God and feel that heaven is not far away from him and God is dwelling in his heart, if he or she doesn't feel that, it is a kind of failure. When we speak about any of the saints, like today the feast of Saint Mark, or when we speak about the canons of the church, or about system of monks or monasticism, or studying the Bible, the Old or the New Testament, or taking any topic from the Bible extra, and so on. In all these, we have to put in our minds one thing. We want everyone to enjoy the work of the Holy Trinity in his life. I am not a teacher. I don't came here just to have group or social activities and so on. I want every person to be a man of God and to have special place in heaven and to discover the reality of the eternal life and so on. For example, when Saint John Chrysostom spoke about monasticism, or the monastic life, or the monk, he used to say the monk in his monastery like an angel of heaven. And he wrote a book, he called it a comparison between a monk and a king. I can say between a believer and a king. And he made a comparison between them. This is living in heaven, the other in a royal palace. This person has an authority from God. Nobody, even Satan, can take it from him. This has an authority, but for a while. The believer has enemies, even the demons and so on. But he has the power to overcome them, and he has victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. The king is very afraid from his enemies, the hidden and the manifest enemy. The believer can sleep at night and he is full of joy and never be in worry, because he is in the bosom of God. The king, even while he is sleeping, he is worried about his kingdom, his situation, or his position, and so on. The end of the true believer, in fact, is a joyful end, because the angels will come and rejoice and receive the soul and make a procession, and so on. The king, on his death, perhaps there is a procession from great men and so, but after he is buried, every person ignores him. Thus, when he speak about monastic life, he didn't speak about the formalities from outside. I remember a person came to take a speech concerning Father Bishoy Kamel, and she came and asked me when Father Bishoy was born, what the date of his birth. I said to her, if you will ask him, he would say he was born when he was baptized. And if you ask him, she asked, what about his education? I said, if you will ask him his education, he received the Holy Spirit through baptism, and he is guided by the Holy Spirit, and he feels like an angel in this world, and he is supported by the Lord Jesus Christ. We are concerned on the temporary things. Unfortunately, the true believer doesn't care about these things. It doesn't mean he is careless, but his mind is lifted up to heaven. And when the person is lifted up to heaven, he will be successful in everything, in his study, in his life, family life, in his social activities. Everything will be blessed with God. He will be truly very successful. What also very important in the life of Saint John Chrysostom, he was very careful concerning time. Time is very important for him. When we study in deep way all the stages of his life, John, while he was at home, he himself, when he was at the monastery, or when he returned to Antioch, when he was very sick and he would take care of his health, or when he was ordained as deacon, or as a priest, or archbishop, or even when he was exiled. Every moment of his life was very, very precious for him, because he was in the presence of God. When he was working, when he was worshipping, when he was sleeping, when he was in exile, when he was suffering, when he was honored by his people, in all circumstances he was the same person, because he was involved in the Lord and time was very precious for him. I hope that we study the life of Saint John Chrysostom as a servant of God, how he was successful, and until now, through his writings, he gained many, many persons to the spiritual life and to enjoy the fellowship with Christ. Glory be to God. Amen.